Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Two Chairs, No Waiting, Mayberry Podcast. This is episode 8. In episode 8, we're going to talk about something a little bit different than we've been talking about. We've been doing interviews. In this episode, I want to talk a little bit about the internet chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club called Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board? You remember when Barney was like, who's been messing up the bulletin board?
Who's been messing up the bulletin board?
That's what the chapter's named after. And it's been around now 17 years. It's their anniversary this year for 17 years. And the anniversary is on November 29th. And as I record this, it's November 28th. So I wanted to give you a little bit of background on this chapter because there are over 1,500 members of this chapter that, some of them are listening to the podcast and are members. And if you're not a member, you need to head on over to whosbeenmessinguptheBulletinBoard.com, which is not the name of it. It's actually the initials. It's WBMUTBB, Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board.com. I'll have a link to that in our show notes. It's not something easy to remember, but if you remember, it's the first letter of every word of Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board. Head on over there and you can sign up to get the daily newsletter all about the Andy Griffith Show. If you like the podcast, you'll surely like that because it's fans talking to each other and getting to know each other. I'm going to give you some information just to give selfless plug here because I run the place. But here's some of the history of Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board. Back in April of 1990, Bob Bravatti, you're going to hear from him a little later. He gave us a voicemail coming in. But Bob was on the Prodigy Computer Network, and he started a topic called the Andy Griffith Show. After a few replies and a little bit of chatter, he said the subject died off. But early in the fall of 1990, I signed up on Prodigy and got signed up on there. And started a subject on the bulletin board system that they had called the Andy Griffith Show. After the first message, I was joined, over some time by over 57 people, including Bob and a lady named Pam Rada, who enjoyed talking about the Andy Griffith Show and Mayberry in general. On the first anniversary of that first message, all the people that were there, we all decided to make our group of Tags fans a real chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. We'll have a link to that on our show notes as well. So we had people send in their suggestions for chapter names, and Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board was born. A note requesting the chapter name was sent to the HQ on November 4th, 1991, and official verification of our chapter arrived by mail on November 29th that year. In the form of we had a chapter charter from TAGS RWC headquarters in Nashville. A couple of years, I left Prodigy for about 6 months and was out of touch with all my Prodigy Mayberry friends that I'd made because it'd been going strong for quite a while. And then I saw in the Bullet, which is the official newsletter of TAGS RWC, or at least at that time it was, a note from a fellow named Kevin Johnson and Jack Fellinger. The two of those guys were requesting that folks email them and talk about the Andy Griffith Show. I mailed them right away because I missed the fun and fellowship that I'd had with fellow fans of the Andy Griffith Show and the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter people. And that note in the Bullet resulted in the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter being expanded from just being on the Prodigy Computer Network, which is something Sears had done way back, to being on the entire internet. And by August of 1994, the internet version of Who's Messed Up the Bulletin Board, we had 25 members. Kevin Johnson kept up with the member list for about 6 months, and then beginning with a new member update on December 21st, 1994, I took back over keeping up with the member list, and we had 50 members at that time. By the end of 1998, we were up to 208 members. So that was in 4 years. And it eventually grew to 1,356 by the end of 1999, up to about, a little bit over 1,740 members back in 2001, which was the 10th anniversary. Since then, we've lost some numbers. We're down to, right now, we're at 1,551 members. But, hey, the fun is still continuing, and everybody's still having a good time that's still on there. The online chapter has friends. We've become friends, and they've come and gone over the years. But I'd like to mention three of the charter members. Of course, I'm one of them. But they've been with us ever since we started. And Bob Ravatti is one, as I've already mentioned. And Kathy Jo Stahl, she's another. And Jack Fellinger, he's still around, but he's not on the chapter list anymore. And so is Kevin Johnson, who helped start it back up way back. I hope I hadn't left anybody out. Back in November of 2001, we were going through growing pains because the mailing list software that we were using, the list got so large that it couldn't send them out anymore. So we had to change software. And the thing I found out looking back and kind of doing some research on this, it was November 5th, 1999. Up until that point, people had been emailing me all their emails that they wanted to send out to everybody. And then I turned around and manually put all those together by hand and sent it out to all those members. Up until then, it was just, it was just a lot of work. But after that point, we got it set up, and now it's a kind of an automated system, and it's been working pretty good through the years. I thought it'd be neat to figure out how many issues of the Digest there had been through the years, because it's been a long time. So I looked back, and I'm not able to say exactly how many there have been, but since 1996, by the bank's best estimates, and their machines over there are good, there have been 3,400 issues of the Digest. That was as of 2006, I should say. That's a pretty good guess. And I'd say from 1995, that in 1995 there would have been, 364 issues or so. And anyway, total, after I counted them all up and got the numbers through today, which is November 28th, 2008, there have been 4,588 issues of the Who's Been Messing Up the Baltimore Digest, the daily email that comes out. Folks, that's a lot of words about our hometown of Mayberry that's been delivered to folks across the internet. This chapter wouldn't be here if it weren't for the great folks that come there every day and leave their comments and enjoy each other's companies. And it's you folks, those folks, that keep things fresh and fun for each other. And it's always a pleasure to read what's going on in our little corner of Mayberry. So happy 17th anniversary to the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter. Let me say, too, we got a little note from Bob, but 17 years. It's a little bit confusing because we started it, as I said, started the conversation in 1990. But it was a year later, not until 1991, until we started the actual chapter. So I've got all kinds of things online. I'll have some show note links to information. For instance, I have the scanned-in picture of the original votes tally. When I was tallying up votes to see who was going to be the winner of the chapter names, which chapter was going to be the name, because we had several that were suggested. The boys at the lab, which I believe Bob was, he'll tell you that, but the boys at the lab, we had the Prodigy chapter, Declaring For You, My Hometown, several chapter names, and the people that were members got to vote and see what they were. So let me, before I talk anymore, let me let you hear from Bob. So here's Bob.
Hey, Alan, I just want to say happy anniversary to all of our bulletin board members out there. And I guess we wanted to talk about the bulletin board and how it started. I remember the very beginnings of it were when you had sent out a message on the Prodigy Network back in 1990, I believe it was. And I remember myself and Pam Rada were the first two responders to that. And then we got some good conversations going about the show, and eventually more people started joining in. And when things started getting slow and we were only getting one or two responders or was getting down to nothing, you would kind of punch things up a little bit more and get some fresh conversation started. I do remember early on when we were trying to get things going in the right direction, we would get a Ben Weaver come through every once in a while and stir things up. And I remember that you were very good at mitigating that situation and just trying to make sure that our bulletin board was a very pleasant place to visit. And when you set the tone with that, after 2 years, I believe it was, in November of 92, that we formally, or you formally, put together the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board. Those of us still on the Prodigy Network had voted, and I remember I voted for the boys at the lab, which wasn't the best thing, because I think the best name came out, Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board. And after that, we just getting more and more members. And I remember, I think we were paying like $9.95 a month to Prodigy at that time. And it gone up to $12.95, $11.95, something like that. And you had yelled something about price spiraling or something and decided to leave the network for a while. And then the bulletin board was resurrected, back on the internet. After that, things just kept going along for another 14, 15 years, whatever it was, and here we are in 2008 celebrating our 16th anniversary. And for all the work that you put into that, Alan, as you know, I'm always appreciative, and I'm sure most of our members are appreciative that have been around a while. We've had a lot of great conversations and a lot of great input from members that truly care about the quality of our board, and I'm always appreciative for that input. And so once again, happy anniversary to all, and I hope we can keep going on with this for many years to come.
Well, I want to thank Bob for taking the time to send that in and record it and get it to me. Folks, if you're not a member of the Who's Messed Up the Bulletin Board chapter, you may not understand this, but those folks are family. I've known some of them longer than I've been married. I've known some of them, obviously, since before my son was born. Since I just got out of college, I've known some of these folks. So they're not just people on the internet. They're friends. They're people that I care about. And while I may not know every one of them, I know them in spirit. I know their hearts because they love the Andy Griffith Show and they enjoy reading about it and talking about it. And I just really want to say happy 17th anniversary to the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter. It's been a wonderful thing. Great ride. Hopefully it'll continue a long time. Folks, we're out of time. Wow, this episode sped by for me. I'm sure some of you guys that are not members don't care about this, but let me tell you, if you do care about something about the Andy Griffith Show, please contact me. Go to the website and leave a comment. Send me an email at floyd@mayberry.com. That'll get to me, and we'd love to hear from you. We'd like to know what you'd like to hear, and hope you will continue to listen to us here at Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry radio show. Talk to you later. Visit Two Chairs No Waiting at Mayberry.com/podcast or contact us at Floyd@Mayberry.com.